For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Lane has been downgraded. The tropical storm warnings for Hawaii have now been lifted. CNN's Natasha Chen is there.
Some Hawaii residents are breathing a sigh of relief. But even as Tropical Storm Lane moves away from Hawaii, the slow-moving storm continues to dump rain on parts of the islands, making it the second wettest tropical system on record to hit Hawaii. In Kona, Hawaii, I'm Natasha Chen.
Support team member Carl Lee says FEMA remains on hand to help where needed.
We have swift water teams, boat teams that will be going into the area to assist with evacuations if necessary and respond to the individuals that are on the different locations.
Chris Leonard's with KPUA Radio in Hilo.
The fire department was pretty busy last night dealing with rescues. A number of cars have been completely submerged. We've had some roads that have washed out. We've had some bridges that have washed out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Police in Washington, D.C. have made an arrest of last month's shooting death of 10-year-old Micaiah Wilson, who was killed in a hail of gunfire while on her way to buy ice cream. Mayor Muriel Bowser says police are now seeking other gunmen.
It shocked the conscience of our entire community and vividly illustrated the dangers caused by illegal firearms and the wanton disregard for human life displayed that night.
At the University of Chapel Hill in North Carolina, a rally with protesters chanting, "War is over," meaning the Civil War. They were challenging demonstrators demanding the re-erection of a statue of a Confederate soldier that had been toppled. This resident says things got really rough.
I'm seeing flags getting thrown, people getting arrested, and I was just like, whoa, you know, be in tune with what's going on in my town.
Police say 7 people were arrested. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Some sad news about an American patriot. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The bell tolls for us, my friends. Humanity counts on us, and we ought to take measured pride in that.
That's the voice of Republican U.S. Senator John McCain reading a portion of his recently published memoir. Now he's announced he's discontinuing treatment for cancer. He began the treatment in July of last year for the aggressive cancerous tumor in his brain. He says, though, a year later, the disease continues to progress, so he's chosen to stop pursuing that treatment. For U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pope is handing out marital advice while in Ireland. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
About 400 young couples gathered at St. Mary's Pro Cathedral in Dublin Saturday to ask Pope Francis about marital advice. Many are about to be married, others are newlyweds. Some couples wondered why marriages don't last and if it's worth it. The Pope responded that marriage is more than an institution.
It's a decision that will take them knowingly for the whole of life and to help one another and protect one another.
The Pope gave some age-old advice that we might recognize as never go to bed angry.
And then rancor begins. So fight as much as you want, have as many arguments as you want, but at night, make peace, all right? You mustn't forget that, young people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.